This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna 'ilma wa arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah wa adkhilna bi rahmatika fi 'ibadika as-salihin. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Welcome everybody for our Fiqh of Tahara series. And we want to start, inshallah, with some review. Okay, it's been, I think we had a week off, and today we want to do some review, inshallah, just so we don't forget what we covered. And so last time we covered the nawaqid al-wudu, we covered al-ghusl, how to do ghusl, and some other points about Tahara. So the first question is, nawaqid al-wudu, the invalidators of wudu. We mentioned last halaqa that there are nawaqid al-wudu that make your wudu invalid. And I'll just give you a hint. There was 8 of them. So let's go through them together, inshallah. A quick review. What are the invalidators of wudu? Bismillah. Sleeping, na'am. So any kind of, I guess, unconsciousness, sleeping. Na'am, what else? So anything that comes from the private parts, anything that comes out of the private parts, we said na'am, sahih. What else? Excessive blood, sah, excessive blood. Excessive vomit, jameel. What else? Washing the one who washes the dead person, right? That's an invalid of wudu. What else? Na'am, touching the private parts, na'am. Eating the meat of the camel, na'am, sahih. What else? I think we covered most of them. One more thing. We said touching the opposite gender with a shahwa. Touching the opposite gender with a desire, that also invalidates wudu. So that covers all 8 of them, I believe. And then the next question was, what are you not allowed to do in the state of minor impurity? So halla, you lost your wudu, okay? You're not in a state of janaba, you're not in a state of major impurity. You just lost your wudu, okay? So you don't need to do ghusl, you just need to do wudu. But what are the things you're not allowed to do? We mentioned 3 last time. Number one, touching the mushaf. Salah and? Tawaf, yeah, because tawaf is like salah, except you don't talk. And then, what are you not allowed to do in the major impurity? Now you're in a state of janaba, you need to do ghusl. What are you not allowed to do? So the first 3 and 2 more. What are the 2 more? So the first 3 you're not allowed to do. What are the 2 more? So you're not allowed to touch the mushaf, okay? You're not allowed to pray. You're not allowed to do tawaf. You're not allowed to recite a complete ayah that has meaning. They said you're not allowed to recite a complete ayah that has meaning. And you're not allowed to what? Enter to be in the masjid. And if you need to be in the masjid, you have to do wudu. If you need to be in the masjid and you're not able to do ghusl, you have to do wudu. Okay? So in the minor impurity, those 3 things. We said touching the mushaf without a barrier. Tamam. Salah, tawaf. Okay? And then for the major impurity that needs ghusl, you add 2 more things, which are what? Reciting the Quran, okay, that has meaning. Like if you say one word, it's not a big issue. And then number 5 was what? Being in the masjid. So if you're in a state of janaba and you need to be in the masjid, مثلاً, you should do wudu at least to be in that place. طيب, Jameel, see, like we forget so fast. what makes ghusl obligatory? We mentioned some things that make ghusl obligatory. What are some of those things?
Like
it is janaba, sah, but what makes it obligatory? So we mentioned a few things. How many of them were there? So what are some, let's just go through them quickly. What are some of the things that makes ghusl obligatory? Yeah, so someone has a wet dream or like jima', right? Sexual intercourse. What else?
We mentioned a couple of them. Someone has to enter Islam. Someone has to enter Islam. He has to do ghusl. What else? Al-Jum'ah, we said Al-Jum'ah, we said one of the recommended ones, right? Because we said we mentioned about 16 of them that are recommended. So, na'am? Did you say Umrah? No, this is recommended. We're talking about what's wajib, okay? So we said anytime many comes out, okay? Anytime the private part touches the other private part, enters the other private part, the male part goes into the opposite gender without a barrier. What else? For the woman, we have al-hayd, wal nifas, right? Menstrual blood and postpartum blood. We said non-Muslim enters Islam. And I think there was one more. Remember the next one? And death, al-maut. If someone dies, we have to do ghusl for them. Tamam? We have to do ghusl for them. And then one more thing. How do we perform ghusl? طبعاً, we said there's two kinds of ghusl. There's the one that's yajzi, يعني it's enough, which is what basically you make your niyya, and then you just make sure that water goes all over your body. Okay, that's the minimum. But we also mentioned that there's the sunnah way to do it, the way the Prophet ﷺ would do it whenever water was available. What was the way? There was 8 steps basically. So you have your niyya, Bismillah, and then what do you do first? So not wudu. Wudu doesn't go first. First you wash your private parts. Okay, number one. Then you wash your hands. Then you do wudu, number three. And then you wash your head. Okay, you wash your head, like your whole head, right? And then you do your right side, and then your left side, and then water all over. Khalas. That's your ghusl. طيب, alhamdulillah. I think that's good review. We all benefit from that. طيب. Today we want to cover at-tayammum. We want to cover at-tayammum, which is dry ablution. And we want to cover also izalatun najasa. How to remove najasat, and what's najas and what's najis. Inshallah, we want to talk about that. That's also an important chapter in al-tahara. And inshallah, we will stop around 9 o'clock. Maghrib is what? 8:51. Type. Inshallah, we'll try to get those two done. Type. And then next week, inshallah, we will cover al-hayd wal nifas, and then we'll be done tahara. We'll cover al-hayd wal nifas, and I think it would be a good idea for us to do a review of all the chapter. We'll do like games, inshallah. Maybe you guys ever played Kahoot? Anybody here played Kahoot before? Yeah, that's fun, right? See, he knows it's fun. Basically, you review, and then we come, and then basically we'll do Q&As, and then we'll have maybe surprises, inshallah, so we can all benefit, inshallah, from the review. And taban, all these lectures are online, so you can go through them. And I know someone's going to ask, can we have the slides, inshallah? I'd like to share them. I don't know if we can find a way to post the slides or share them somewhere. We can do that, inshallah. I don't know if you can do it like in a link in the YouTube videos or something. Inshallah, we'll do that as well. This way you have access also to the slides. The slides are basically almost word to word from the metin, from the book, inshallah. طيب, let's start with at-tayammum. What is at-tayammum? If I told you what at-tayammum, what's at-tayammum basically? Huh? Okay, so it's badil wudu. Does at-tayammum actually purify you? Yeah, so al-Hanabila say it doesn't actually purify you, but it's there as a rukhsa, okay? It's a concession for you. Because you don't have water, or you're not able to use water, then use فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this a couple of times in the Quran. فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا, يعني do tayammum with صَعِيد, يعني with dirt that is pure and clean. طيب, so at-tayammum, لغةً, it means like when you aim or when you intend something. Okay? Where do we get this meaning? In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ. Okay? It's talking about a sadaqah, right? Don't intend to give the bad sadaqah. Like, you know, let's say you have, you want to give away blankets. Right? And so you have a really bad, ripped up blanket, and you have a nice one. So Allah subhanahu says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. Don't make niyyah or aim for giving al-khabith. Okay? وَلَسْتُمْ بِأَخِذِهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُ فِيهِ. Allah says, and you yourself wouldn't take it, You know, unless you like you cover your eyes, and you wouldn't accept it yourself. So why would you do that, right? Some people, they think this is a sadaqah. Sometimes, yes, you know, somebody's what do they say? What's that saying? Someone's garbage is somebody else's. What's that saying? Huh? Ish? Yeah, or something like there's a saying like I don't know these aqwal, but yeah, like sometimes yeah, what you might consider it's garbage, as long as it's acceptable, then it's fine to do it, inshallah. Anyways, the whole point is that the meaning of tayammum is like to aim or to intend something. وطبعاً شرعاً technically التيمم basically it's to take the dirt, right, and wipe your hands and your face. That's it. Okay. بوجوهكم وأيديكم منها. Allah says بوجوهكم your faces and your hands. That's it. تمام. With the intention of preparing yourself for prayer. So it's not, we'll talk about the intention. You're not intending to have tahara here. Your intention, we'll talk about it later, is you intend to make salah acceptable for you. You're making salah now acceptable for you. So that's basically what at-tayammum is. طيب, جميل. Some rules that go with at-tahara. So it has to be done with what? What do we do tayammum with? Can we do tayammum with like cereal? Can we do tayammum with? It has to be done with what? With earth, صح? With dirt, تمام? So it must be done with earth. طيب, the dirt or the earth هذا, التراب, has to have some conditions. It has to have dust. It has to have some dust, تمام? And so dust or dirt, even like if sand doesn't have dust, it wouldn't qualify, okay? Some sand will have dust, some doesn't, but it should have dust. Some say that you can also even use the dust on the walls. Tamam. I remember reading one fatwa that was given in the time of Al-Andalus when they were being persecuted by the Spanish and the if you announced that you were Muslim, or if you even had any sign that you were Muslim, you would be killed. And so the fatwa was given to them that they could even just wipe the wall. That's it. Just wipe the wall and you have tahara because of darura, right? Similar to what's happening in China and other places, right? If you just show that you are Muslim, you might be killed or persecuted. Tamam? So you can also, if the wall is very dusty, you can use that dust, inshallah. It has to be tahur, okay? And they say tahur, it has to be pure. It doesn't have to be purifying, of course. And it has to be dirt that hasn't been used by somebody else. Okay? Because if somebody used that dirt to purify themselves, then they say it has lost its tahuriyah. It has lost its purifactory factor. And then it has to be permissible. And you cannot steal dirt and then use that. So it has to be something that is permissible. If you took it from somebody else, you have to ask for permission. So those are the conditions. It has to be earth that has dust. It's tahur, right? And then it's permissible, and it's not stolen or taken from somebody else. And water has not to be accessible. Yani, you can only do tayammum when water is not accessible to you. And so if you don't have water right now, and I don't know how many of us have experienced that, but it can happen, especially in third world countries where you don't have access to water, or even here if you're like stuck in the, you're camping or hiking. Actually, it happened to me here once. We were hiking and we ran out of water and we got lost. And that's like 3 hours away, right? You have to pray now. What are you going to do? So now you could do tayammum unless you go find a river or a lake or something like that. Tamam. So water has to be not available for whatever legitimate reason, right? Okay, what about if I only have enough to drink? What happens here? Shuraikum. Do you have to use the drinking water or, huh? If you only have enough to drink, what does the Sharia, what's the I guess priority of the Sharia here? Your safety, your well-being. If this is the only one I have and I'm not expecting any water and it's gonna be a while, then this is a necessity. So now I don't actually have water. Tamam. So this is, I'll leave this for drinking. And then I will use tayammum. Tamam? Does that make sense? Okay. This also counts as a legitimate reason. They give an example here: prison, or you have only enough to drink, or you have access, but fear some harm, right? Okay, even if you have water, but you, it might harm you. You guys remember the hadith of I believe Amr ibn al-As when they were out on a trip, right? And some person was hit. Yeah, he had a shujja in his head, and then he asked the companions, his friends, his buddies, can I do tayammum, right? Because I have this injury. They said, no, you don't have an excuse. And so he because he had a wet dream, right? He had a wet dream. And then what happened? He did ghusl, and then what happened? He died. He actually died. Tamam? And so then when they came back, the Prophet ﷺ got really, really angry, and he said, قَتَلُوهُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Like they've killed him, basically. Right? Why? Because they gave him a fatwa without having knowledge. Right? So you see the importance of knowing your fiqh of tahara, right? So what should he have done? He should have done tayammum, right? Even the water was accessible. But why? Because there was harm, possible harm to his body. Then he would do tayammum. And we also mentioned if someone has the jabira and he didn't put it with tahara first, then he can also do tayammum with that. Fear of harm to the body, family or wealth. Oh, even tayyib. Okay, what if there's some water accessible, you know, but there's some danger to go get it? But let's say it's night and there's coyotes. There's lots of coyotes now in the city, right? And you have to go to the well to get the water. Tamam? Do you have to go get it here because you fear for your safety? Tamam? Then you can just do tayammum. Tamam? So the Sharia is very flexible when it comes to these things. So these are the reasons for someone to be able to do it. When is it done? So let's say I've prayed Maghrib and it's not Isha time. I lost my wudu, I don't have water. Can I do tayammum now? Should I do tayammum now? The Hanabila say, you know, you do tayammum when the time comes. You do tayammum when the time comes. So when Maghrib prayer, you've prayed Maghrib, Isha prayer comes and you don't find water, now it would be permissible for you to do tayammum. And they say if you're expecting water to come in the near time, tamam, so you should do what? It's sunnah to wait a bit. If you're expecting the water, right? Like in some countries, I was in one of those countries last year. You know, it's known that the water cuts at like 10 a.m. and then it comes back at like 2, you know? Or even like in other, so, and then you know it's coming. It's recommended to wait. Wait, a little bit. But usually people have, you know, containers. They're used to it, yani. طيب. So it's done when the time for fard prayer enters and is permitted outside. And it's done for a specific... And it's not permitted, right, outside if it's done for a specific reason like janabah, touch the Qur'an, sleep. And so you're allowed to do it for the fard when the fard time comes. But what about like reading Qur'an? You can do it at whatever time you want to do that. So let's say you don't have wudu, you don't have tahara, and you want to read Quran, you don't have water. You can do tayammum for that. You can do tayammum to read Quran. You can do tayammum if you have janaba, or you have to go to sleep in your state of janaba. You can do your tayammum then, okay? But for the fard salah, you have to wait until the time of fard comes. طيب, it says here, you have to do it for every fard prayer. So, if you do tayammum for Maghrib and then Isha time comes, you need to do tayammum again. You do the tayammum again for every salah. Because remember, tayammum does not purify you. Tayammum just permits you to, allows you to pray your salah. And also, they say you're not allowed to do tayammum to pray in the prohibited times because you don't need to. Tamam? So, if you know there's a few times that are prohibited to pray, like after Asr, like, you know, between Fajr and Dhuhr. There's some prohibited times, then you can't do tayammum during those times. They say that it can be done for everything that we use water for. And so, what do we use water for? For wudu. What else? For ghusl. What else? For the removal of najasa, right? So they say it's used for everything that water is used except for najasa. And so, a tayammum, you don't use it for removing najasa. Because remember, we said al-tahara is removing ritual impurity and for removing physical impurity. You cannot use it to remove, mathalan, a najasa here. If there's a najasa here, you can't use dirt to remove it. Because option one is what? Use water. تمام. Option two, now we're talking about tayammum, so you wouldn't use tayammum for that, except if it's on your body. They say except if it's on your body, but what do? You, مثلا, let's say some najasa on my body, I will use something to remove it, okay, as much as I can, okay, and then because you don't have water, right? Usually, هلا, if you have a najasa, what are you gonna do? You're gonna just wipe it? No, you're probably gonna wash it with soap and remove it. طب, I don't have water. What do? Okay, we have magical or those wipes, right? طب, I don't have those wipes. You're probably gonna wipe it or remove it, okay? And then you could do tayammum on that to remove that najasa. To remove that, does that make sense? So that's how you purify that place. So they say, except najasa found anywhere other than the body. So we said anywhere on your, either on your body or your clothes or somewhere else. Those are the only three options, صح? On your body or on your clothes or everything else. We said everything else and the clothes, you cannot do tayammum for that. You cannot use dirt. But on the body, you can. On the body, you can. If there's a najasa, first you remove it, then you can do tayammum on that part of the body. طيب. And also for somebody who wants to, someone who wants to stay in the masjid, can he do tayammum? What do you guys think? Someone who's in the masjid, or someone who wants to be in the masjid, and he's in the state of janaba, major impurity. We said before that he's allowed to stay if he makes wudu, صح? We said that before, right? We did that in the review as well. But what if he doesn't have water? Does tayammum count? The Hanabila say no, it doesn't count, because it doesn't really purify him. Yeah, it doesn't give him that it's not equivalent to al-wudu. So for him, he can't do tayammum and stay in the masjid. Wallahu ta'alam, yani this is their opinion. If the water you have is not sufficient, طيب, let's say now you have some water, but it's not enough, and you have half a bottle, and you're not sure. Should you, and this is not, you have drinking water, but that's how much you have for wudu. Do you use it or do you do tayammum? What do you guys think? Without looking at the notes. Do you use it or do you tayammum? Because remember, tayammum only becomes allowed when water, when usable water is finished. But if you have a little bit of usable water and you don't need it to drink, the Hanabila say, this is one of the reasons why there's a lot of khilaf in the madhahib, and this is good to understand. When we don't have a straight out evidence, dalil, from the hadith or the Quran, then they use analogy, or they use ijtihad, like their mind, right? And so they'll have some rules. So here they'll say, well, we said that water, tayammum is only allowed when there's no water. But here you still have enough water. Like you still have water. So what they say is you actually start your wudu with the water, and if it's not enough, you complete it with tayammum. I know you might say, okay, well, how? Like, okay. Well, yani, I don't know if anybody actually fell in this situation, but they would say you would use, or yani, someone would do what? Would just do the minimum for the wudu. Remember we said that there's the wajib for the wudu, and then there's the sunnah. Do you guys remember? Like we said, do you have to do three washes? No. Do you have to do three? There's some things you don't have to do, right? And so maybe that would be the better option, okay, to do just the minimum of the wudu. Why? Because I don't know how someone, I've never had to do this myself, but maybe someone might say, well, how am I going to put dirt on my wet hand, like my wet body? But basically, let's do it. So let's say now, this is my wudu water, it's only half. I get to, you know, I wash, you know, I wash my hands, my mouth, my face, you know, I do my arms, and khalas, water is finished. So what do I do now? I have to complete my wudu. So now, I'll dry myself up, okay, just so it doesn't like stick and stuff. And then I'll basically go to the dirt, okay, I'll hit it, I'm going to show you how to do it, right? And then basically I'll do tayammum. I'll do tayammum, okay, which is basically what? Your arms and your face, so khalas, that's it, okay? That's how you do tayammum. And then basically now you are allowed to pray your prayer. طيب. طيب. Otherwise your tayammum is not valid. So you can have a jameel. Yeah, and you can have a gap in between. You said so you can make sure you dry your limbs. طيب. طيب, it says here, if you have an uncovered wound and cannot wipe it with water. Remember the hadith of the Sahabi, right? You cannot wipe it with water. Then wash everything. So you would wash everything. Okay, this is what the madhab says. Then you wash everything that is required, including around it. And then you use tayammum in sequence. What does that mean? So let's say like here, okay, you have, or maybe you have a wound just right here. Okay, you have a wound right here. So maybe you wash everything. You just leave this one. Okay. When the turn for this comes, then you can do tayammum on that. You can do tayammum on that. And then you wash the rest with water. You wash the rest with water. This is the opinion of the madhab. I believe the other madhab, they will just say you do tayammum. I believe there's another opinion that you just do tayammum. But this is what the madhab says. Or let's say you have an injury on your foot. So you do everything with water. And then when it's time for your foot, okay, you just do tayammum. For that part in sequence. You want to keep the sequence because remember we said sequence is one of the wajibat of wudu. طيب, do I have to search for water? What do you guys think? Is it wajib from I don't have water here, I'm looking for. In this instance, yes. Naam. For that one. The full tayammum, I know what you're asking. The full tayammum is basically what we're going to talk about. It is basically just hitting the dirt, okay, your arms and then your face, right? Afwan, the face first and then the arms, right? Because they say here, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentioned the face first and then the arms up to here, yeah. But in this instance, no, you would complete what you didn't miss. That makes sense. طيب. What if, so we're talking about searching for water. Do I have to search for water? Yani, do I have to go search for water? Or, khalas, mom, is there any water? No, there's no water. Khalas, let's do tayammum. Is that enough? So they say it is wajib for you to search. Up to, yani, your ability. It's not like you're going to go the whole day and, yani, you see what you have. So searching for water is fard before doing tayammum. Otherwise, it will be invalid. So if someone just says, oh man, in my room, or there's no water here. But there's water in the masjid, I can go do water there, wudu there. Then you should go do wudu there. You should go get it. Tamam, because this is a rukhsa, right? This is a rukhsa. And so it's only allowed to be used. And so they say if someone doesn't bother looking, okay. So let's say we give the example of we're hiking. We're going to Kanaskis, we're hiking. We don't have water. We ran out of water. We're lost. There's an hour left for salah. And then we're like, khalas, yo man, I heard you can do tayammum. Okay. No, did you look for water? We didn't look for water. If you did tayammum and you didn't look for water, is your salah valid? It's not valid. So you should look for water, and maybe you find a lake, river, okay? If you don't find and time is running out, let's do tayammum, right? Again, we use the general rule, if it's harmful, then you don't have to. Yeah. Yani, I mean, if you're hiking in the winter, maybe, I guess. Aslan, I don't know, it'd be hard to do in the winter. It was really cold. Yeah, la, khalas. Then, there's no reason for someone to put themselves in danger. Even if you had water يعني, with you, يعني, doing water in minus whatever temperature outside, that's extremely dangerous. You could get frostbite. You probably have somewhere to stay, or you did jama or khasar. طيب. So the fard of tayammum, we said tayammum is very simple, right? You hit the dirt, okay? فَمْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ. So you would wipe your face and then your arms up to the wrists, okay? So I will hit, let's say there's some dirt here, I will hit it, right? And then I will wipe my face and then my arms, my hands up to this area here, and that's it. Something interesting here. Remember, we can do tayammum for minor impurity and for major impurity. For minor and for major. So for minor impurity, because it's wudu, the Hanabila said here we do qiyas. Remember wudu, we had two other conditions. We had the condition of order, right? And we had the condition of, right? Of yani not waiting for the other one to dry. But whatever, and here there's no wetness, right? So for minor impurity, you have to have order. They say for ghusl, no. They say for ghusl, no, because in ghusl, remember, the order didn't matter. There was no order in ghusl. And also, as long as you got the water over, yeah, it's fine. Tamam. So they say if you're doing tayammum for janaba, it's okay to if the order is mixed. But for wudu, you have to have sequence and continuity. Type. Let's keep going. So we said the niyyah when you do tayammum, it's for istibaha. Okay, it's for you to be allowed to do prayer. You're not removing. You're not purifying yourself here. Tamam. You're just making salah or whatever you want to do, reading Quran. Okay, permissible for you. So it's called niyyat al-istibaha. I'm doing niyyah for it to become mubah, and for salah to become allowed for me to do. Right. So remember, we said a tayammum is not taking the place of wudu. You're not purifying yourself. It's just a rukhsa. It's a نعم تفضل. We're going to talk about the person who has no water and no dirt. If you come to that situation, we're going to talk about, I think it's the next question. It's going to come up inshallah. We're going to talk about it. طيب, you cannot pray obligatory prayer with a tayammum that was done with intention for nafil prayer. So here, yeah, basically this is when you do tayammum, you have to make intention for what you're going to do. Okay? So if I make intention to just pray nafil, can I pray fard? They say no. But if you make intention for what is higher, the fard, then you can do a nafil as well. So that's why it's better when you do tayammum to do what? To do niyyah for fard salah, and now you'll be able to do nafil, and you'll be able to do reading the Quran, etc. Like, what makes tayammum invalid? So now you made tayammum. How do I lose my tayammum? The time of prayer ends. So you did tayammum for Maghrib, you prayed Maghrib. Maghrib is over now, your tayammum has ended because now you have to do another tayammum for Isha. Okay, and this is narrated by Ali and Abu radiallahu anhu and other Sahaba. Anything that invalidates the wudu, remember the invalidators of wudu, the eight. Anything that invalidates the wudu invalidates your tayammum. And then when water is available, khalas, now the water started coming from the tap. Khalas, now your tayammum is finished. You have to do wudu, inshallah. طيب. They say, we mentioned this, it is sunnah for someone who is expecting water, okay, in the time of the salah to wait. It is sunnah for them to wait, for the water. But if they pray, if they did tayammum and prayed, then that's fine. If they did tayammum and prayed, then that is fine. طيب. The last question here in tayammum, if a person has no water, طيب, do we say he uses dirt, tayammum? طيب, he doesn't have dirt. Like he mentioned here, Afzal M mentioned that. طيب, I'm outside in the winter. طيب, there's no dirt. It's كله أبيض. It's all snow. What do I do now? What do you guys think? طيب, I'm in the middle of the woods somewhere. I'm in the middle of the woods. So the general rule, they say, this is a mas'ala, a famous question. فاقد الطهورين. If someone has no water and no dirt, then he has to pray. He has to pray, right? So for him now, he has to pray without being in the state of tahara, right? So what would he do? They say that he would do the minimum. He would do the minimum. So he'll pray his salah, but he won't like read. He will just read the Fatiha. He will just, مثلاً, Subhanallah one time, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la one time, just the bare minimum, okay, the arkan, right? And he will do just the bare minimum. For his salah, right? طيب. Yes, and of course this permissible would not allow him to do other things just for the salah, because salah is obligatory, and then whatever else he wants to do, he would have to do it after. Like, he wouldn't be able to do nafil salah because he doesn't need to do nafil salah. Okay, but what's wajib for him right now in the time? Right, in the salat kanat al al-mu'minin kitaba mawquta, salah has to be prayed in time. And so they say, if someone and even like, let's say another situation where someone, I don't know, for some reason he's ill, he can't touch water, and there's no dirt available, same thing, he would pray, or he's not able to do tayammum or whatever reason it is, he would pray without it. He would pray the minimum, just the Fatiha, one tasbiha, for each one, and just the minimum of salah, right? Because there's a minimum of salah and there's the sunnah of salah. Inshallah, once we get to the fiqh of salah, we will talk about that. I guess we will not be getting to this part, but inshallah next week we'll talk about cleaning and removing impurities, and then inshallah we'll do the hayd and nifas, and then we'll be able to complete bab al-tahara. I guess maybe next week we'll start at 8 inshallah, just so we have enough time. We'll start at 8 bi-idhnillah, and we'll just do the call of Maghrib inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum.